Welcome to the Tuesday, November 29th, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. I mentioned yesterday the possibility of holiday shopping related phishing scams and malware scams. Well, I came across one today. This one claimed to come from Apple and claimed that I need to update my billing information with Apple. The link, of course, then led to a phishing site. The phishing site has been already taken down, so no longer a threat, at least from this particular instance of this scam. And then in diaries today, we have a diary by Rob about his user app use of voice over IP gateways in pen tests. One thing he frequently finds with these voice over IP gateways is that they're based on more or less a normal but outdated operating system. So, for example, he describes here a Red Hat 7 system with more or less all default services enabled, whether or not they're actually needed or not for the voice over IP PBX function that this system is actually fulfilling. Or then he's mentioning like Windows 2000 and even Windows NT 4. In a recent assessment. Those systems are, of course, frequently sold as a black box. So the user installing this voice over IP gateway or PBX has no idea really that it is based on Windows, Red Hat, or SEO Unix. And then, of course, doesn't really know that it needs to be patched like any of those systems and secured like any of those systems. So as a result, what Raw points out here, if you don't pay attention to these voice over IP gateways, they really become very easy entryways into your network. Of course, over the last few years, we have seen continuous traffic on the SIP ports that basically just try to brute force passwords or check if you have any passwords enabled in the first place. And well, you may wonder, what is an attacker going to do with your voice over IP gateway? Well, first of all, they just use it like any server to penetrate your network further. But then there's just some recent news from the last couple of days about arrest in the Philippines, where a couple of hackers were arrested that were targeting AT&T customers, then breached AT&T customers' voice over IP gateways or PBXs, and then used those gateways to make expensive calls to premium numbers. Of course, the number spent on those premium numbers then again came to benefit those attackers who just happened to be supporting some terrorist organizations using the revenue from these hacked phone calls. In these cases, the attackers were spotted usually based on expensive phone bills. AT&T says they lost nearly $2 million in this particular case. They did actually refund customers money, so customers did not have to pay these excessive phone bills. So what can you do to protect your PBX? Well, first of all, treat them like the servers they are. So try to eliminate servers that are not needed. Put them behind sufficient firewalls if you can. That can be sometimes tricky with some of the voice over IP protocols. And then, of course, require strong usernames and passwords to register extensions or make any kind of administrative changes to the system. Administrative functions probably should be limited to be performed from within your network. So there's usually no need to have random users around the internet configure your voice over IP or PBX gateway. And Tom Liston today wrote a diary about some of the domain name hijacking that he has been observing. In this particular case, the domain name was actually sort of a composite of a well-known domain name and a victim domain. So, for example, blogger.com.victimdomain.com is something you're mentioning here, or youtube.com.victimdomain.com. As it turns out, this is actually used in order to bypass some of the kind of bad input validation code of one particular PHP script. This PHP script does sort of whitelist certain domains, but then doesn't actually make sure that this is the entire domain name. So it whitelists blogger.com, but then blogger.com.victimdomain.com is working as well. The vulnerable PHP script that's being exploited here is timthumb.php. That's sort of a little thumbnail creation program that's used in conjunction with other PHP software. As a postscript to the story, Tom is just reminding everybody to be polite if someone calls you up and informs you about a security problem like this, where they observe your machine attacking other machines. They're not the ones attacking you, and really just it's a matter of courtesy. Probably you don't want to yell at them too badly. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.